on the 76. And our road's not named yet. The development itself will be Camp Irene, some maybe Irene Drive, something that's not a tree name.
No, no problem on the name, I thought.
Okay. Yep.
Mr. Chandler, you might go over there and actually show the two properties that...
Yeah, so this... Let's see. So this is the property right here that we're talking about, Freddy RV Park.
Right.
This is the property right here that will access it. We'll actually put a drive that's right across from the gas station right here, just because that's... So you want to line up your drive.
So the new road will come straight down that way.
Down here, it'll actually curve over and go against the property line and then access this development from here. Looking at options from down here at Amherst, not ideal. It's the right-of-way is very small. I think it's, 30 feet, if that. And then up here at Autumn Road, this is very dangerous coming down this hill right here. So this gives us the most site distance possible. We understand that 76 is heavily trafficked. There are some issues up there on Mount Branson, so we're trying to work with everybody. My clients actually purchased this property to make this property happen. They will still, if the rezoning would not be, they still have plans to develop an RV storage, boat storage place there. Just FYI.
So while you're there.
Yeah.
The property in like the gray, below the green there, that's that, everything that's under, that's covered there is what you plan on having for the RV?
That's correct, yeah. This would be selectively cleared. We'd get rid of a lot of the underbrush, but we want to keep that Ozark theme, so we want to keep trees in proper locations.
Okay.
This property, oops.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's actually, there's a faint line right here that you can't really, I don't know if you can see it from there. It's like
yes,
a blue line. So this is kind of a buffer area right here, a buffer to this neighborhood. It's actually this property in this outline, so they don't own this property.
That was my question, because
yeah.
I didn't show him as the owner of that property.
Right.
And the owners are here with me if you guys have questions for them. They haven't signed up to speak, so they'll need to sign up.
They're the owners.
Yep. So.
Questions right now. Do you guys?
No.
All right. Real quick, Todd, you may have already said that. What size entrance do you plan on having at the entrance? I'm assuming you're the engineer for the project.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be 40 foot wide with 40 foot curb returns.
Okay.
With it being RVs, we want to have larger curb returns for sure. So for vehicles, yes.
You're saying the road coming out onto Mount Branson is just going to be 40 foot wide?
That's correct.
With the 40 foot curb returns?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that way you've got plenty of width there for people turning left, right. So.
Yep.
Okay.
So at the opening, I don't know the technical term, the mouth of the opening is 80 feet?
At the widest spot.
The
widest
spot.
Yep. That's correct. And, of course, we'll work with MoDOT, with Dusty Sears at MoDOT, to get approval on that, too.
MoDOT has a history of doing things and then coming back and going, we should have done this. There's this gas station north of town that they wouldn't let the developer fix an entrance.
Yeah.
And their semi's stuck there all the time.
Yeah, that's
frustrating. The was going to do it on his dime.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, MoDOT's.
Yeah.
So make sure that you do the right thing there and not.
Sure, sure. Yeah, it's always good to get MoDOT involved early. We haven't contacted MoDOT yet just because we wanted to get the rezoning in first before we go through the effort of coordinating with MoDOT.
That was just my digs. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't have a question.
Any other questions?
You've already addressed the Amherst Road. It's impossible to get an RV down there. We've got a, because we can't get our snow plows down there very well.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, that was like a option F as far as, you know, way down the list of access points for the development, just because you're too close to the curve, too, on Mount Branson on 76. It would be a very dangerous location to put any type of RV into. And by them acquiring that property off of Mount Branson, it makes it a moot point because it's probably the best location on that whole stretch of road to access the development.
No questions.
I don't have any questions. All right, I guess I'll call. Anyone in opposition to this petition, come forward. Anyone signed up, come on up. Go ahead. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, my name is Ed Call. I live at 280 Auburn Road in Mount Branson area. The things I see wrong with this is the traffic's bad there. The road's not wide. Traffic backs up anyways there. And if you look right there on Auburn, that's just going to bring more crime to our little area that's crime-free right now. I've been around campsites enough to know that it's just going to make it bad for our little community. And if people miss that turn, let's just say, because it happens, and they come up and decide to turn around on our road, there's no place for them to turn around at dead ends in the driveways. It's just something we don't want to see here. You know, there's too many little kids. We don't need this kind of crime. And that's what it brings in with strangers. They get noisy. They get partying late at night. I just don't think it's a good place to put it for several reasons. The traffic. You know, what if one breaks down on 76? There's no place to pull over. You know, once they come out of there, either direction they go, you come up over that hill, the top of the hill is not far from where he's talking. I just don't think it's a good place for this at all. I mean, that's basically all I have is, the bad views of it to where we just don't need it.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Good morning. My name is Marilyn Call. I live at 280 Auburn Road also. Most of those people are, elderly. That's why most of them aren't here today. But the ones I have spoke to just right around me do not want this whatsoever. It's bad enough that we hear the music and all the noise from the landing where we are on the weekends. We definitely don't want it butted up against us. We have a huge population of deer back there. Like my husband said, you don't understand. It's hard enough for us to get out of off of Auburn Road when we're pulling out. It's hard enough to get in Auburn Road, and especially with the automotive on the corner, that makes it even harder. But when you come around that corner, people that are turning left back up the road so far back into the circle. If there's an accident, which you have any knowledge of, we have people that end up in that ditch like weekly, which backs up the traffic all the way back into Hollister, back across the bridge. So, you know, you're talking a big hill there, a steep hill, that you're trying to have RVs go up and then turn into right next to, what, the gas station, O'Reilly's, wherever you want to say it is, which is quite a hill there, too. Going that way. We just don't want the noise. We don't want, like my husband says, we have zero crime back there. And, you know, me and my husband, we watch out after the older couples there. And we have no crime down there whatsoever. And we surely do not want somebody who's been out drinking or whatever they're doing. And kudos to these people for wanting to put an RV park, but not there. We just don't want it.
Absolutely.
And that's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you.
All right?
Come on up.
Hi there. My name is Jessica Colasar, and I live on Auburn Road. And the reason I live there, first of all, I have 10 acres, and I have two parcels of land. The reason I live there is because I love the wildlife. I love to walk down my street. However, it is very dangerous coming off of Auburn Road when you make a turn right there. And it's very hard to get into Auburn Road, as Marilyn was stating, and it would be very dangerous. It would back up the traffic. There are a lot of accidents, people coming down off of the main highway because somebody is turning off of Auburn Road. And right now it is a very, very safe street, a community that children can walk down. You can walk your dogs. Everyone knows everyone there, and all that would change if you had all these RVs and stuff going through our street. So that is why. But like Marilyn said, once again, it's very, very unsafe getting in and out of Auburn Road. So I can't even imagine if you had RVs pulling in and out of that area. So I'm definitely against it.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. With all my respect, I'm kind of confused. We came because we've been there on that property. We have five properties.
Can I get your name and your address, please?
Yes, 129 Thomas Eugene, which is Hillcrest. That we have five properties and one and Thomas Eugene. My name is Randon Sochel, and we've been there for almost 15, 20 years. We have five properties in Thomas Eugene. We're kind of confused if that's gonna be comes from Wood Road. We hear they planning to build a new road to then, and that's my only concern. And like everybody knows, you know, like 76 is we have accidents every day, you know, because people they don't know the road and it's dangerous for everybody, you know. And I'm agree if Branson grow up because I'm agree with that. But, you know, I'm not sure if they're planning to open a road or heavy road on Thomas Eugene, which is kind of private. We have kids, we have pets. And like they say, and I'm agree, I'm kind of worried about people from, I don't know, from where or heavy road, heavy traffic, anytime, nice day. So, but that was her concern.
Okay.
Thank you.
Scott, can you point on the map where it is that she would live?
Yeah, I had it right there. 129 Thomas Eugene Drive.
Oh, I thought she said something at Hillcrest.
Are you? Come on up.
Come on there.
Good morning, commissioners. Good to see you all. My name is Rod Glaze, and I'm at 195 Amherst Road. And I'm glad to see others here in that there's just a few of us that showed up at the planning and zoning meeting. I'm going to try not to take a lot of time, but I'm sure I'm going to anyway because I have a big mouth. So please feel free to cut me off. you know, that's one of